For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's urging transparency and the timely release of information concerning the massive explosions in Tianjin. Li Keqiang arrived in the city on Sunday to direct the relief and rescue effort. Wednesday's blasts have left 112 people dead. Another 95 are missing. Chemical experts have located hundreds of tons of toxic chemicals left in the center of the blast area. Authorities say among the 17 monitoring sites outside the alert zone, two reported readings of hydrogen cyanide slightly above normal levels, but still not posing a threat to human health. Work to clean up the contamination is underway, along with special measures to prevent further pollution. And at the same time, prosecutors have started an investigation and are trying to determine if anyone's at fault for the explosions due to dereliction of duty. China's internet regulator has ratcheted up its crackdown on online rumors after the explosions in Tianjin. The Cyberspace Administration of China has accused 50 websites of creating panic by publishing unverified information or letting users spread groundless rumors. Rumors circulating on these websites included false information on the impact of the blast and word of looting at the port where the explosions occurred. The CAC shut down and revoked licenses of 18 websites and suspended operations at 32 others. It's now been 3 days since rescuers last detected any signs of life at the scene of a landslide that buried the living quarters of a mining company in Shaanxi province. The landslide struck the dorms on Wednesday. 64 people were buried under tons of debris. Local authorities say 7 children between the ages of 8 months and 6 years old are among the missing. The volume of mud and rubble and the risk of a secondary slide has hindered search efforts. 10 people escaped the slide unhurt, and 4 others were dug out by rescuers and taken to hospital. French authorities are searching for 2 assailants who shot and injured a police officer in a government security building outside of Paris. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the officer surprised the attackers during his rounds early on Sunday, and one of them grabbed his gun and shot him. Special security forces surrounded and searched the building for the 2 suspects, but did not find them. It's not known how the men entered the Interior Ministry complex, which includes a police garage. Contact with a small passenger plane with 54 people on board has been lost in eastern Indonesia. 5 children and infants are said to be on board that plane. The plane lost contact shortly after taking off in the regional capital, Jayapura. In confirming the plane's missing, a spokesman for the transport ministry says authorities are still looking for it and no details of what happened to the plane are known. He noted, though, that bad weather is hampering the search operation in the mountainous area. Local media has reported a suicide bomb attack in the Pakistani city of Adak, which has killed 10 people and injured 20 others. The attack happened today at a camp set up by the Punjab Provincial Home Minister, where a meeting of 30 to 40 people was taking place. The Home Minister, Colonel Shuja Kanzada, was killed in the attack. Turkish security forces have been involved in another deadly clash with the banned Kurdish Workers' Party, known as the PKK. One soldier was killed and 2 others were injured. The fighting in northeastern Turkey today also resulted in the deaths of 3 PKK members. Tensions have been increasing in Turkey ever since an Islamic State suicide bombing in July killed 32 people in the town of Suruç, bordering Syria. A high-speed train service will start operation on Monday, linking some of the northernmost cities in China. The service will have 28 trains designed to endure severe cold up to minus 40 degrees Celsius. The rail line will link Harbin, the capital of northeast Heilongjiang, with Qichihar, Heilongjiang's second-largest city. The high-speed train service is expected to transport 8 million passengers a year. The city of Xiamen in East China's Fujian Free Trade Zone has opened a cargo train service to Poland. The direct cargo rail line goes through Kazakhstan, Russia, and Belarus before reaching Poland. The service will depart Xiamen once every week and arrive in Poland within 15 days, and the trains will cut transportation time by half. China's largest property developer by revenue, Vanke, posted slower profit growth in the first half of this year. The company says its net profit edged up 0.77% in the first half of the year, and that's a sharp decrease from the 5.6% registered in the same period of last year. China's property market took a downturn in 2014 after several boom years, and the coolings continued into 2015. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.